President Trump has struck his first major trade deal with South Korea. The agreement doubles the number of cars that each American automaker can export to South Korea, and it puts limits on imports of South Korean steel while exempting the country from the new tariffs that Trump imposed this month.
His supporters say Trump leveraged the deal with his threat of tariffs on steel and aluminum. And this morning, President Trump tweeted about how his focus on maximum sanctions and pressure towards North Korea are achieving results in moving that country towards denuclearization talks. He has not tweeted about a motion filed in court this morning by a lawyer for adult film actress Stormy Daniels to depose Trump about his alleged one-time sexual encounter with her and what role Trump might have played in a $130,000 payment from his lawyer to Daniels to keep her out of the headlines right before the 2016 election. So a lot to chew on. Let's bring in our political strategist this week, Paris Denard, the Republican strategist who served in the George W. Bush White House and who serves on a Trump Advisory Committee on White House fellowships. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
I beat you to it. Mm-hmm. And Karine Jean-Pierre, a Democratic strategist who served in the Obama White House. Hi, Karine.
Good afternoon. Hello.
And Karine, start with you. Can't President Trump legitimately make the claim now that his get-tough approach and maybe at times wild language has worked on both trade and on bringing North Korea's Kim to the table with the Chinese, soon with the South Korea, and to talks with President Trump tentatively scheduled right now for May? It worked.
Well, here's the thing about that. You can't wing it in foreign policy. I think Trump spends more time on the golf course than intel briefings. And that shows he's totally unprepared and ill-equipped to deal with serious foreign policy challenges like what we're talking about, North Korea and also Russia. And I think it's incredibly dangerous because he doesn't know what he doesn't know. And he has no interest in real diplomacy or foreign policy. Is his language a little bit better now in what he tweeted today and talked about, you know, diplomacy? Yes. But, I think China had to step in because of the dangerous rhetoric that we keep hearing from this president.
Well, and some are saying, Paris, that China did throw him a curveball, that, you know, they kind of took over this storyline, this narrative. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are just simply this. People just need to give the president credit where credit is due. If he does something that they feel that is bad or negative, there's plenty of blame and plenty of opining about that. But in this case, we have seen that the president's strategy on engagement and maximum pressure with North Korea and the sanctions that he's placed across the country and looking at his engagement, direct engagement with China, is paying off. Do we know what the end result is going to be? No. But we can say without a doubt that the president's strategy and his tactics have resulted in Kim Jong-un saying that he wants to come to the table with President Trump, has him currently in China, and the president has now inked a trade deal with South Korea. So these are important steps and developments. And whether or not we think that it's strategic or not, the point is his tactics are working. And he should get the credit for doing so. Mm.
Well, let's move on to a story that the week began with. Of course, Stormy Daniels claiming on 60 Minutes that several years after her 2006 encounter with Donald Trump, she and her infant daughter were threatened by a man who told her to, quote, leave Trump alone. Now, she's suing to nullify her non-disclosure agreement about the affair. And on CBS This Morning, host Gayle King pressed Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, about his motion to depose the president.
It is well-founded. It was well thought out. It's incredibly documented.
What we want is
the truth. I mean, we want to know the truth about what the president knew, when he knew it, and what he did about it.
Now, Karine, this is something that the president has been publicly ignoring, at least, himself. He hasn't tweeted or anything about it. I mean, how long can he continue to ignore it?
I guess we'll see. I mean, it's amazing. The two people that he doesn't go after is a porn star and a brutal dictator. But look, I think the president's going to learn that the cover-up is usually worse than the crime. Stormy Daniels should get her day in court, and Trump has to be held accountable for his actions, especially if they were indeed illegal. That being said, this story has dominated the headlines for weeks now, but the reality is this is not on top of most Americans' minds, unfortunately.
Yeah,
or fortunate. however you want to look at this. And we should be talking about President's lack of action on, for say, gun control. Look at the kids that we saw coming out this weekend and how amazing that was and how they're moving that conversation forward. And what we're not focusing on is the holding this administration accountable for all the things that they are doing.
But Corinne, we talked to you and Paris and others as strategists. So what do you tell, how do Democrats handle this? Should Democrats be, you know, ginning this up, the Stormy Daniels story? I would imagine that would make people immediately think of Bill Clinton and his indiscretions. And, you know, same with, you know, should they applaud the president about the trade deal because or about possible denuclearization? They want that. But if they do, that's a big win for the president before 2018. So start with how would you advise them to handle the Stormy Daniels story?
Well, I would tell them, let the courts handle that. Keep that in the courts. I don't think
that's
an issue.
That's what Nancy Pelosi says.
I didn't even hear say that. This is what I've been saying this for a while. Like, I actually don't care about the affair. Now, her being threatened and her daughter being threatened, that is very serious if that is indeed true. And any possible, like, illegal, with the campaign finance issues there, that should be looked into and that will go in the court. I mean, we have to remember she was paid $130,000 11 days before the election. And there are a lot of more questions than answers. But I would leave that to the courts. I think what Democrats need to do is focus on what are they going to do for voters? How are they going to deal with a gun control? What is their policy on that? How are they going to protect folks' health care? They have to talk about the real issues. And that is the most important thing that Democrats need to do in their districts, in their state. And that is the focus that we should have.
So, Paris, I'm wondering what you think about this, because polls this week show that Trump's popularity has not taken a significant hit because of the Stormy Daniels story. One poll from the Associated Press finds that Trump's overall approval rating is up 7 points since last month to 42%, largely due to the economy. I mean, that's still very low for a president at this point in his tenure, but I'm wondering what you conclude from numbers like this.
You conclude that the president is resonating with the American people on his Make America Great Again agenda that is working. People are seeing the results of great economy. They see jobs. They see wages going up. Consumer confidence is up, and they see him being an international leader and doing things that are positive. When looking at the results that he's seeing in South Korea and the engagement with North Korea, I mean, they're seeing things that are working. And so when you have something like Ms. Clifford constantly trying to get more and more 15 minutes of fame without through her attorney at every news outlet that will listen, The American people are saying, we don't care. It doesn't matter. He's the president. Let's move forward.
Well,
these allegations didn't take place while he was president, nor did they take place while he was a candidate, so which is different than Bill Clinton, the President Clinton's allegations while he was a sitting president or while he was governor or while he was attorney general. So I think people are able to separate the wet from the water.
His polling numbers are still an historic low for a president at this point in his tenure. But, you know, Paris, we heard some of Donald Trump's supporters this weekend who watched the 60 Minutes interview and then I think it was CBS asked them, you know, their thoughts. CNN, rather, asked them their thoughts. Let's listen to a little of that.
Worst case scenario, if he slept with her, whatever. That's between him, the Lord,
right,
and his family.
Exactly.
That is not about
exactly
the job he's doing in running our country.
So, Paris, you seem to have a point there. Those are supporters. But at some point, before it's in a courtroom, doesn't Donald Trump have to say, yes, that was my name, whatever the name was, Dave Davies or whatever it was.
That's Dave Dennison.
Yeah, something. That was my name on this agreement. Doesn't he have to be honest about it? What got Bill Clinton in trouble was the definition of is.
But that was because he had a there was a court action against him that forced him to testify.
Well, I'm
under
saying
oath.
Might be one against Donald Trump if he's deposed.
I don't see that happening right now. And until something like that happens, he doesn't need to clarify. The only thing he needs to clarify is with his wife. The only thing he needs to clarify is with the first lady. And we should leave it at that. I don't know what and if there are issues regarding a payment that involved Michael Cohen in his capacity as a lawyer, as a friend to the president, he will have to answer to that. But the president does not need to engage in this type of rumor and allegation, because it has nothing to do with
his
presidency.
Hold on, Green. We only got a minute left, and we've spent a lot of time on Stormy Daniels this week. I just want to ask, news this week, the Commerce Department reinstating a citizenship question in the 2020 census. The Democrats saying this is going to narrow our numbers. People won't answer the census. We won't get the funding in states for the people that actually live here. Kareem, what's going to happen here? What would you advise Democrats?
Look, when I heard the 2020 census, this additional question that's been added, that they said that's going to be at the last question, it just brings me back to what I've been thinking about Donald Trump America. And I've said this before. If you're not straight, white, and male, there is no place for you. This is a massive deal. That this will reshape not just the country, but our politics in negative ways. It's furthering his policies on discrimination, bigotry, and immigration. And Democrats need to continue to fight this, just like they're doing in California.
Well, let you have the last word. Paris, you're going to have the first one next time. Paris Denard, Republican strategist, Karine Jean-Pierre, the Democrat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.